I did not, but female Dodge did. Made it look like a suicide. That's probably not the best thing to have. Start the show off, huh? And never mention it again.
Adorable.
If it fits, it sits.
Right?
Yep, that's about right. Oh, the eyes are the end of the best.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mike.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the trailers we just watched you do today?
Yeah. Which one first?
We will go with... Which one do you think we talk along? We'll go with James Bond first.
James Bond first?
Yeah. No Time to Die.
No Time to Die.
Motherfuckers.
The fourth one in the Daniel Craig legacy of Bond films.
Of Bond films.
Do you think they started him off too old?
No.
No, not really. The problem is they just took way too long to make the movies. Mm. And he, like, in his movies, he gets the most fucked up of all Bonds.
He's John McClane pretty hard in these movies.
Yeah, I mean, you open his series with Casino Royale where his fucking balls smashed so bad he has to go to a fucking rehab place to recover. Let's not mention this again.
Because it's a root with a nut.
It's a root with a nut.
It was bad. It was really bad.
You can thank Adam Sandler for that joke.
The goat. Yeah, it looks fucking dope.
Yeah.
Then I realized, like, I'm not 100% sure if I've seen all of the third one or not.
Really?
Yeah, I was watching it. I was like, why is this bitch? Like, what's going on here? And then I started thinking. I was on like, all right, Casino Royale. Then what was the second one called?
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace.
And I was like, yeah, I remember those ones. And then like third one, I was like, I don't know. Like, I can't remember if I've seen it.
Well, I think the reason why you probably can't really remember if you've seen it or not, because it was kind of a weird movie, more about his past.
Mm. I'll say this is the fifth one for Daniel Craig.
What?
Yeah. I was like, no, four doesn't sound right. This is five.
Because then the next one is when they went after Spectre.
Spectre's one, it's the first time Spectre.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
So you may have not seen all the third one.
I just can't remember. What was the name of the third one?
Well, the third one was Javier Bardem.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that one.
Okay.
So maybe you haven't seen that. That's where the old lady dies, right? What's her name?
Spoiler alert, dude.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Helen Mirren?
No.
Judi Dench.
Judi Dench. That's what it is.
Who is it? Judi Dench.
No, I'm thinking...
Dame Judi. Oh, M?
M.
Yeah, that's her name in the movie, M.
I wanted to say Q. I was like, no, that's the other one.
That's the other guy, yeah.
People need actual names, not letters. All right, so, yeah. So, okay, yeah. So I'm 100% sure I have not seen the fourth one then.
Really?
So Spectre is the fourth one.
Yeah, that's the one with Christoph Waltz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I saw him on that one, I was all like, oh, Christoph Waltz. And I was like, I think he was in one before. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I've never seen that.
No, I'm not going to lie. I don't remember her either.
She is...
I've seen the movie.
She's the daughter of the guy who basically screwed over Bond through the very first movie.
Okay.
And then he's the one that when in Spectre, he's the one in the frozen cabin, like on that weird little island that he goes to,
uh-huh.
And like he's hidden in a secret basement, and like Bond's like, hey, like I'm here to kill you. He's like, first off, I'm hiding in this cabin, cause it's not just you that wants to kill me, and I'm dying. So I need you to do me a favor.
That was the weird one that was more to do with his past.
No,
Batista was in that one. Because
the house was his, like.
No, that's the one with Javier Bardem.
That was, okay.
Yeah. Because Javier Bardem, they were on that crazy deserted island where it was like the desert lady was like Coliseum.
He ripped half his face out
the scene you described with them at the house, though, I thought that was in.
No, no, that's the old James Bond's old family house.
Yeah, yeah. Dealing with more of his past.
Yeah, no, that was that one. Spectre was the one that. Had to do with
literally just that scene. I was like, no, that was in the one.
It was a small cabin though, not a big cabin. Not a big old mansion in the middle of fucking Scottish Highlands.
Five. That's a lot. It's a lot of movies to play one character,
bruh.
Yeah, but it was like stretched out over 20 years. It
feels like it's fucking 20 years.
Has to have been like 20 years.
Let's see here. Daniel Craig.
15 years.
So Skyfall is the one year is the one with Javier Bardem.
Skyfall is the one I'm forgetting. Yeah, that's the name.
Yeah. Layer Cake, the unofficial James Bond movie. So Casino Royale was 2006. So it's been literally when this comes out, which will be next year, it'll be 14 years.
Okay, so more close to 15.
But like, that's a long time.
It's still a long time.
It's I mean, like it's literally
one movie every 5 years.
Yeah, it's fucking madness.
No, that's not math. One movie every 3 years. Yeah,
it's fine. Joe's not good at math. He's just a space guy. No math in space. So he did Casino Royale.
They can't hear you, math.
So in 2006, he did Casino Royale. 2008, he did Quantum of Solace. 2000, I'm missing one, am I right?
Then Skyfall.
Oh, yeah, so there it is. Yeah, 2012 was Skyfall. That's 2015 was Spectre. And then 2020 is No Time to Die.
Yeah.
It's weird because he didn't do anything between, because of how long it takes to make the movies, he didn't do any movies between 2012 and 2015. Mm. But he had two movies come out in 2015, but one of them was Force Awakens, where he played a stormtrooper in one scene.
Right.
He was actually in the armor, so he's at it. But yeah, otherwise, yeah. That was the thing, is like, he's like, after Spectre, I kind of want to be done because it takes too long to fucking make these movies. But this one, they seem like they fired it off real quick, other than the injury thing that took off 6 months.
Oh, yeah, that's why. I forgot about that.
The rib injury or whatever it was, or back injury. Happens when you're fucking...
jumping off of fucking...
51 bridges. Years old. Yeah. Or fucking jumping a goddamn motorbike.
Well, he probably didn't do that.
He ain't got that
Tom Cruise. So he's not Tom Cruise?
No, he's not Tom Cruise.
He's like, nah, bro.
No.
No. I'll do the close-up stunts.
We'll do the close-up stunts, exactly. He's not...
like, you want to throw a punch at me? Yeah.
Yeah.
That chase scene in the first one, how it starts off, so good.
And then he's chasing
that like parkour guy.
Yeah,
site.
Yeah, it's such a dope way to start off a movie.
And then he goes into the fucking consulate and just fucking lights it on fire. And I was like, well, no one died per se, except for the guy he shot.
Yeah,
but that guy's a scumbag anyway, so he blows up children, and clearly does not play safe because them scars say he got burnt a few times.
Right.
I have to go watch him.
Now, remind me, who does Rami Malek play in this one? Is he actually?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know. Freddie Mercury.
Where he plays Freddie Mercury in this.
This I don't is
where Freddie Mercury spent all the time. All this time. Wasn't there rumors of Blofeld? Or was it Blofeld?
So in this one,
I have a terrible history of Bond. Like, I don't know anything about Bond.
Well, Blofeld is Christoph Waltz.
That's Christoph Waltz. Sorry.
He was revealed to be that at the end of Spectre.
I thought he played the dentist.
Yeah, he played the dentist. Quentin Tarantino directs Spectre.
I thought there was another famous Bond villain that he was rumored to be playing.
So his character is credited on here as being named Safin. Or Safin. S-A-F-I-N. I'm not too sure how to say that.
Is he the guy with the diamonds in his face?
No, let's not bring that one up.
Makes me want to punch you in the face.
But the car gets invisible.
And has little spikes that retract out of the wheel so you can go up the ice.
Yeah, this is dope. It is weird because, I can't remember the last one, but it seems like this one. Well, no. All right, I am sure, 100% sure I didn't see Spectre, but I remember... like the trailers and stuff, and it's the first time Q comes into play, right?
No, that Q has been in. I don't remember if he was in the first Bond, the Casino Royale.
Well, because he wasn't getting stuff. I remember like the movies I've seen, he didn't have like a lot of Bond stuff, like the stuff you used to traditionally.
In these movies, he hasn't been as, like, gadget-y.
Yeah, but in this one, he's got fucking cannons coming out of the car.
Right.
That's the shit I want to see.
They did introduce more of that stuff in Spectre and in Skyfall, if I recall right. I just don't remember the first two. He wasn't in the first one, if I recall right.
He was introduced in Skyfall.
He was introduced
in that Skyfall. That Q was.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, because wasn't it, what's his name beforehand? It really was...
you know about John Cleese?
John Cleese.
John Cleese was the last two Pierce Brosnan movies.
I could swear that he was in at least one of these.
So there's no Q in the first. Yeah. So, okay. The character of Q never showed up in Casino Royale.
No, I know that.
And Quantum Solace.
Right.
He did have gadgets, but they were all gadgets that every agent has.
Yeah, they're more practical stuff.
Yeah. He didn't have like laser watch or grappling hook watch or fucking
magnetic watch or
fucking whatever.
Or explosive watch.
Watch or that watch really could do this.
Invisible watch.
Swiss Army watch. It's just like, hold on, let me turn the dial.
If I turn left three times, it's remember a
grappling scene in the trailer. Like he was getting stuff finally in the last one, like cool.
In like, Skyfall, they gave him
more over the top stuff, but still grounded because this series is more grounded than the old ones were, obviously.
Yeah,
but like this one, it's like you're looking. Obviously, Q's got some shit lined up for him, and then he's got a fucking dope car with guns attached, and I'm like, yeah, bitch.
Well, you need to see the last movie then.
Yeah, he had guns in his car then.
Well, to understand why that statement you just said is incorrect. You need to see the last one.
What I'm saying, in the first three, he didn't have, like, crazy over-the-top shit.
No.
He just had a regular car that had, like, a defibrillator in it and, like, things like that.
I want an invisible car.
Well, I mean, no.
Yes.
So I'll just spoil it for you.
You can do it.
So in
Mirrors.
This is the Batman Begins of James Bond movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in Skyfall, he starts getting the cool gadgets.
Yeah.
You know, pens that blow stuff up and all that fun stuff. Skyfall, he does, but then he quits. And he steals the car you see with the Gatling guns and stuff in it. So he doesn't get that stuff. And so in this one, when you see the scene where Q opens the door and he says, I thought you were dead. And it's because literally...
And Bond like, just face mushes him. And he's like, give me my shit.
Yeah. So like, that's
you
why...
You fucking nerd.
Yeah, you fucking
you
nerd.
Office nerd.
You big old dumb fucking office nerd. So that's why it's a little bit not correct of a statement. But yes, he does get him... stuffs in this movie apparently because that car looks pretty banged up.
I mean, it probably got pretty banged up in that shot, that scene alone.
Well, right before he has the scrapes along the side. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, but that was obviously part of this chase scene that happened beforehand, and then all the bullets that
I wonder it. I can't remember her name in this one. What the actress name? Not Naomi Harris, who plays Moneypenny in the series, the new female Bond. Lashana Lynch plays, I guess it's Naomi, who's a double agent, a 00 agent. I wonder if she's the one that the car was supposed to be for at the end of Spectre. Maybe. That he stole. Because once he quit, they obviously have to have the new one.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's... they don't have a number designation in this. She's just a 00 agent. So I wonder if she would have been the new, if she was the replacement.
I wonder if she would be the replacement, she'd be like 008.
Maybe.
How many 00s do they have in this series alone? They only have one at any given time. Yeah, so she'd probably be 008.
Yeah. Because it's like there was a vacancy. That's why Bond was able to get his license to Kiel.
That's dope. I really hope that this is kind of I hope this movie does well and she does well in it, and then they spin that off into her movies now.
Yeah.
Because at least from the trailer alone, it looks like she could be really cool to watch.
It's interesting, but because obviously they're not going to stop making Bond movies because he's done playing it. But she's...
Any other character has been... redone as many times as
Lashana Lynch is played Maria Rambeau in Captain Marvel.
Her friend, her pilot.
I mean, she's only done like a handful of movies.
You do a Marvel and a Bond, or your small handful,
right?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like back to back she had Captain Marvel and then she has No Time to Die. But before that, she had three other movies. But she's only been acting since, 2007.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it's, the longest stint she had was a TV show called Bulletproof, which was 6 episodes. Otherwise, it's, ones and twos on certain shows. And then Fast Girls in 2012, Powder Room in 2013, Brotherhood in 2016, and then Captain Marvel, and now No Time to Die. So yeah, if they can spin her off
she's
into,
she's like British, right?
I believe so. Yeah, that's why. London,
British
England.
Are way better actors,
and she's only
yeah,
and she's only 32.
God damn.
Yeah.
So yeah, if they want to spin off, you know, a solid 10 years of
yeah
of doing these movies with no issues at all.
And the nice thing is that like the newer movies haven't been called James Bond this. It's just been the name of the movie. So she could easily just spin off to be the next double agent.
Yeah.
Be a... Yeah. I was going to say something stupid. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We can wait.
Caught myself.
Yeah. We can wait if you want to make an ass of yourself.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. And I don't know. Does it actually have a official release date? April 2nd. Oh, I'm sorry. April 8th for us, April 2nd for Across the Pond.
Interesting. Okay.
Damn, $250 million budget. Well, I guess half when you travel most of the globe.
And you have Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
As your main actor.
Yeah. And I wonder how much Jeffrey Wright's Felix Leiter is going to be featured in the movie.
We'll find out April 8th.
Yeah, because the scrap plan for the... This movie was Bond and Madeline Swan. They were supposed to go in hiding, and they were on their honeymoon in America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he gets tracked down by Felix, and he asks him to help him with the thing. So I don't know if that still plays in this one or not, but that was originally the plan for that one. Mm. That one got scrapped because like. Danny Boyle's like, I really want to do some other stuff, and you're not really letting me do what I want to do. And I'm like, at this point, why not let him do what he's going to do?
He's like, I really want to do over-the-top American accents in a couple movies. Can I have? And they're like, all right, so we got this Channing Tatum movie, I guess. He's all like, all right, I'll accept it, but you can't say shit about the voice I use. And they're like, all right, cool. And then they see it. They're like, oh, fuck, I guess. I guess we already told him we could do it.
I mean, yeah. But this is the dude that directed this one is where's it? He had something bigger. Well, he was the writer on it. It's something Biggie directed, not a bunch of Beasts of No Nation. The one with Idris Elba on the Netflix.
Oh, okay.
He directed that one and wrote it, but named Kari Joji Fukunaga.
Oh, hey. Hey,
man, I'm just reading what it says here. Know what I mean? All right, so next up, next trailer we watched this morning before we started recording to have stuff to talk about was Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we thinking?
I think it looks really dope.
Yeah.
It makes me wish that the character was still alive.
Nope.
And that these movies would really, even if they spin this into, like a whole series of movies, it kind of makes me wish that, you know, it would still matter. Like Mike said earlier, that that this would be a perfect movie to just be before, you know, be in there before she was killed off. And I think it would make her death even more tragic at that point, because then you would know that you wouldn't be getting any more of her individual movies.
Well, that question we had earlier is where this falls in place after the events of Civil War.
Okay.
So after she has to disappear, because obviously she's now, you know, a fugitive, and she helps Cap break everybody out of the prison. Apparently, this is where it takes place.
Cool.
And has a... I was hoping for more of an iconic mask for Taskmaster in this. But he just has a very... It's not very skull-like. He's seen with the bow. Mm-hmm. He has, like... It's just, like... It looks like a skull kind of etched into the mask. And I was hoping for, like...
Or it more looks like a mask that just has been damaged so much that it has...
Yeah.
Those types of... Like, yeah, you can see the lower teeth of a skull in there. But, yeah, the rest of it just more looks like it's been damaged so much that it just kind of looks like a skull.
I was hoping for more of like, and maybe he does later on. We just, I mean, they're kind of maybe leaving it for, you know, later in the movie when it goes full bore or whatever. But I'm yeah, just hoping for just
like the early,
yeah, like full on, like it looks like a human this skull.
Is my pissed off mask.
Yeah, it's like, oh, now I'm angry. Yeah. Like, he has it in a pouch on the side, on his belt. He's yeah, like, just in case I get super angry, click.
How he changes his emotions.
Yep. Small little side note going back to the Bond stuff.
Come on, man. We're done with that.
No. But I was like, fuck, I gotta watch them. I was like, I don't think I own them on iTunes. I know I own the first two on Blu-ray, but I was like, I want to see how much they are on iTunes. So I'm scrolling through, and iTunes is so like on top of their shit. There's the 4-movie bundle, the Daniel Craig collection on sale for $30. I was like, a trailer dropped this morning. Like, that wasn't on there last week. Like, they're fucking quick with it, dude.
We got the teaser on Monday. So iTunes is like, scramble, get them ready to go, fellas.
Get the bundle going. Yeah. All right, sorry.
It actually makes me wonder if I even own them all.
I do.
$30, you can get 4 of them.
When I say own all the Bond
movies. Now, I know I own Skyfall. I know I own Casino Royale.
I just don't remember. All the Bond movies.
I think I own... Yeah, I know you own all the Bond
movies. Of them.
Oh, digital, did you get that though? Weird box digital, set back though? In the day?
You have digital?
Yes. Well, there's the box sets right there. Yeah. And then I have one on digital, too, because they did a sale where it was like...
That's right, yeah.
Like, it was like $50 for like all of them up to, I think, all the way up to...
Daniel Craig. It was all the pre-Daniel Craig ones, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I actually had some of the Daniel Craig ones in it, too. Because it was only a couple years ago when I bought it. But I think it had... I think it was maybe just Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace. It might have been right when Skyfall was coming out. I was like, purchase.
Big money bags.
Yep, right? I'll spend $50 for fucking 20-something movies. Oh.
Dollar bills, yo. They changed the fucking...
They do it all the time,
all
dude.
All the time.
They're almost worse than fucking Netflix, dude.
I was like, what is that Chappie look? You know,
like Netflix,
it's just his head with a gun.
Netflix will
like,
have it, and different menus will have different cover arts.
You can scroll down to a different category, and it's a different fucking picture altogether. I'm like, how the fuck? What the hell?
Like, why? It's so random. Like the other ones, District 9, Elysium, no changes whatsoever from what I remember. But Chappie, that was even like I enjoyed the movie, but like as a public whole, people didn't really like that movie. Why? I changed the art for it.
Maybe to liven it up some. They're like, you know what we should do? We should change the cover.
Fair enough.
It's like when they released Ghostbusters, the ladies version.
Mm-hmm.
They released it on iTunes and on DVD. It's called Who You Gonna Call?
Yeah.
I was like,
why?
You could have just called it Ghostbusters still. Right. I mean, when you look at the cover, you can... Well, I mean, me, I can tell which one's which.
Mm-hmm.
Because one has dudes on it, one has ladies on it.
Right.
And the logo's different. But whatever you want to call it, do whatever you want.
sorry, back to Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow. So we have, of course, Scarlett Johansson coming back as Natasha Romanoff / Black Widow. We have David Harbour playing Alexei. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that last name. Shostakov, I don't know, has Red Guardian, which is their version of Super Soldier, like Captain America, but obviously not as good, because he got a little tubby.
They just gave him steroids or what?
They gave him their version of it. So basically, if I remember, I could be wrong about it, is it was their attempt to make a Captain America, but they couldn't get the same formula right because they got it right once. But that one was kind of stole from him and became Winter Soldier. And they're like, we can do this again. So like he's strong, but he's not like Captain America strong where he can pull a helicopter out of the sky.
So he's like Mr. Incredible.
Yeah.
Put on some weight.
Yep. It's like, oh. Florence Pugh plays Yelena Belova / Black Widow. She's a sister figure to Romanoff. Because as we know from flashbacks from Age of Ultron, there's more than one Black Widow.
Yeah.
And of course, from this one, we see there's a whole fucking room of them.
Yep.
It looks terrifying. And I don't know I don't know how, if I don't know this person's name because, well, it doesn't sound familiar to me. O.T. I don't want to pronounce his last name. I'll show you why. Okay. Because it look, I'm going to say it inappropriately.
Vajbanel?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, sure. I'll let Joe do it.
Vajbanel?
He's an English actor. And his first three names all start with O's, and I'm definitely not going to try to butcher those. But he plays a SHIELD agent in it. Rick Mason, an ally from Romanoff's SHIELD days. Ooh, a romantically interested in her. He's not going to survive.
No.
And then Rachel Weisz plays Melina, also a Black Widow, a seasoned spy trained in the Red Room who is involved in scientific experiment.
Cool.
Ray Winstone's in it. Undisclosed roles. Taskmaster is featured in the film. That was about it. Oh, William Hurt and Robert Downey Jr. respectively appear in the MCU roles as Thaddeus Ross in Tony Stark / Iron Man.
Interesting.
What it says on here. I don't know. In what
Why
form?
Why would he even show up?
Well,
not necessarily Ross, but like.
Well, because Stark. Technically, Iron Man or Tony is who lets Widow go.
Right.
So I'm going to guess it's probably that.
Just starts from there, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's literally just probably showing you that scene.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's featured in it like Thunderbolt Ross seems to be.
Yeah. This isn't a new role.
Because Thunderbolt Ross is obviously hunting her down for betraying him.
Yeah.
And going against the whole thing. But yeah, so it's interesting to see. But yeah, this is what it says here. Who knows to what extent?
I really do like watching this movie. And, like, at least the first, I don't remember how long it is, probably, what, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that. But, like a good chunk of the first beginning of the movie is literally any other action spy movie out there. Like, you know, Atomic Blonde or even a James Bond movie or anything. That's like it just has that feel to it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And then it gets into the Marvel stuff with the superheroes and whatnot.
Yeah. The costumes.
Yeah, and the costumes, heroes and stuff like that. So that's really fun to see. And hopefully that the actual movie is like that, just to give it a different tone than just a straight-up superhero movie. More like what was it? Not Civil War.
Winter Soldier,
you know.
It's a very espionage-based movie.
Yeah, yeah, and then the end of it was like full-blown superheroes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's interesting to, and to like Mike's point before we started recording, it was like one of those things where like I was slightly interested in seeing what they were going to do with it, but I wasn't like a little hopeful because I heard a lot of like kind of bad things were going on. Like they went through a bunch of different directors and writers, and I was like, seems kind of a mess. But I mean, Marvel has a pretty good track record of getting things pulled back together. I mean, look at Ant-Man, for example, obviously with Edgar Wright.
Right.
And stuff like that. But I was like, all right.
That seemed like it was going to be disastrous because he, like, right before it started, right?
Yeah. Like days, weeks or something like that, right before they were going to start everything.
And he's like, all right, I'm out. And everyone was like, oh, shit.
Oh, no, they're in trouble. And then they came back for one of the best, I would say, standalone movies outside the core heroes. But yeah, so I was like, okay. And then when they started announcing more of it, and I was like, okay. And they didn't really tell us anything about it. They're like, you know, it's not an origin story. I was like, cool. What the fuck's it going to be? Cause she's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where does this take place?
Where am I going to care about any of this character?
Yeah. It's like, is this, and then like, they're like, yeah, it takes place before Endgame. And I was like, well, I fucking hope so. Cause otherwise
it's going to be awkward.
An hour and a half movie of staring at her splattered on a rock. It was probably not going to sell a whole lot of tickets the second day. You know
Hawkeye
I mean?
Just up above her crying.
That could have been me.
Breaks world records.
So much heart.
So much heart.
Where's maybe the sequel? People haven't criticized Marvel movies yet, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the time where they finally go, hey, okay, maybe this one wasn't that good.
I don't know.
Some asshole will be like, it's still better than all the DC movies.
As he's wearing his fucking Marvel hat.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's a lot of like I'll see it, but like I'm not.
You're not excited about
it? I'm not anticipating it. Yeah, it's like, whatever. Like, I'm not even sure I'll see it in theaters. Like, it kind of depends on, like, what's going on when it comes out. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to see it. Because as cool as it looks, it's fucking, it's like 3 years too late. Like,
yeah.
We should have had this movie in that time frame. Yeah. We should have had this movie.
Stop giving me fucking characters that, like, we know their fate. Like, I don't, like, it better have somebody in it that plays a key role going forward.
Well, I mean, you do have two other Black Widows name dropped in this. And
no, that's what I'm saying. Florence Poe is pretty young. They better have like this is a major introduction
to the next Black Widow.
Like that they better if it's just really like a, all right, like, sorry, it took us so long. Here's our Black Widow movie and nothing really comes of it.
Yeah.
Like it's just, you spent 10, 13 years or whatever it was building up to Endgame, you know, all the after credit things, like the first glimpse of Thanos and everything leading up to it, and you get it, and now it's like, and we're gonna go back and give you this character stuff. It's like it's don't care. I know where it ends up, and it doesn't. I hate when people say it'll ruin Endgame or something like that. Like it doesn't. Like you can still watch Endgame. It's fine. It's still a great story. But it's just, like, this part of it, it's just hard to give a fuck about now. And
you already ended this phase of the Marvel Universe. Yeah. Why suddenly go back to just...
And also, I don't give a fuck. Like, I want to know what's happening going forward. Like, Endgame was the perfect, like...
End
game? it was the perfect ending point for that whole story that took years to tell and 100 fucking movies. Now, we don't need more movies
to tell a story that's already ended.
Give us back in that time. Like, I want to know what's happening going further. Like, I want to see where Thor goes from here. I want to see how the Guardians reintroduce Gamora. You know what I mean?
What is the next movie after this? Or what other movie comes out before this? Or whatever?
No, nothing comes out before this. So this comes out in May, right? The next one after that is Thor Love and Thunder, which will be November, I believe.
That's the movie...
Right, that, like, and that's what you're saying is that's
because even like next. Spider-Man was more of like a, hey, let's talk about how we feel about Endgame. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't really like a starting point.
It was finishing that portion of it, and
it was showing how people were dealing with the effects of Endgame. It was like a wrap up show, which is cool. It was fun, but it's like, all right, we have that now. What's happening going forward? And the first thing they do is like, and we're going to take you back 6 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And talk about this thing that happened that you didn't know about. And the main character is dead in the current timeline. That's cool, I guess. But I don't know. With that being said, it's probably going to be fucking dope. It's just poorly.
You wish you would have gotten it earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It probably would have added more to...
Yeah. I mean,
what happens in Endgame?
No disrespect to like Brie Larson or Captain Marvel. Like Captain Marvel wasn't very good, and it felt like it was just squeezed in there. So it's like we know who Captain Marvel is in Endgame, but then like she wasn't fucking barely in Endgame at all, and she had like one scene that mattered, like at the very end. Mm. Like that could have been the Black Widow movie, because then. Obviously, you're still going back in time, which not as far back as the 80s, but you're still going back in time. And then we got our Black Widow movie, and then it would have hurt more when you saw what happened in Endgame, because you had another movie to kind of feel for the character and get sympathy and everything. But instead, they give us Captain Marvel, and like, what did Captain Marvel really contribute, you know, story wise to it? So far, not much, because we didn't see anything that she was doing, because she was worrying about other planets and stuff. So, like, that's when we should have had our Black Widow movie.
I think we should have had it when right after Civil War.
Well, that would have been ideally, yes. But if you're going to be late, you got to be late before the conclusion of the story.
That's all we're saying, before she dies.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't know the story they were doing before, like, because they've been trying to get this made for a bunch of years now, so I don't know what the whole failing part of that was, but I, unlike you two, I'm very excited about it, because I think it looks dope.
I want to see it. I wasn't excited about it. This is me excited.
Yeah. Look at him.
No, it's not. I've seen you excited, and that's not it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you, though?
Several times. When something Indiana Jones flashes in front of you? He's trying to hide a smile right now. I can see it.
Yeah, but that's Indiana Jones. It's
different. Yeah, see? That's excited. I'm not talking about what the content is. I'm talking about you being excited. And I've seen it before. Like when you walked up to the gates of Disneyland. You look like a child with long hair and a beard. Like someone made baby Jesus tall. That's what it looked like. Baby Ravishing Jesus baby Jesus. Did you ever see him without a beard?
See?
There you go. Were you there? Were you there?
I haven't read that book.
Were you there?
That's why I'm asking, dickwad.
That's what I'm telling you. He looked like this, but like in a diaper. From a toddler to an 18-year-old. Or 23-year-old, whatever fucking nonsense he was. But what makes me excited about this is kind of what Mike was saying. Potential of what if the Black Widow character, being played by whoever, goes forward. Because even with Thor, Love and Thunder, we probably aren't going to get a whole lot of what the future of the MCU is. Mm-hmm. We won't get that until probably the Eternals, which is 2021, if I'm not mistaken. Cause that will be that galactic thing. This will have a little bit to it because it's supposed to be, but I think most of, if I remember reading it right, most of Thor got in, Love and Thunder is on Earth.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know, because originally we all thought Guardians was going to come first.
Yeah.
But Guardians isn't coming first. So we don't really know where that's going. But we do know that...
If this is just the movie of how he got fat and lazy. If it's another pre-fucking Endgame.
Well, we know it's not, because it has Jane in it. Because Jane takes over the man... Well, at one point takes the hammer. So we know it's that way, because, I mean, but we don't know, because the timeline's all jacked up anyways.
Yeah, that's the one of my biggest complaints with the Marvel movies. Like, every movie doesn't, like, it's like, this one happened while this one was going on, and then this one happened way over here, like, the timelines of the movies. And I'm not saying, like obviously you couldn't have Captain Marvel, you know, come out in the 80s, or come out first, no one would.
90s, but yeah.
But yeah, it was just the confusion around the timeline, because we had to go out and look at that whole list, and it was like, well, these two overlap, and these ones overlap, but this one's way before this one. It's like,
And Guardians happened like a month apart. Yeah, they're like way over here. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that portion of it. It's one of those things where like they got a good idea. They're like, but this has to happen. Yeah. So we'll put it here, because if this happens before that, it makes no sense. You know what I mean? Like, because if Thanos gets any of the Infinity Stones before these events happen, then bad stuff. So you know what I mean? So they have to like sprinkle them in that way.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of this movie, much like we were saying with Winter Soldier, kind of being away from everything, and so it kind of can be a standalone everything. But I agree, it should have been. We should have got it years ago, so we could have potentially got another one.
And the other thing too is, I think we talked about this, is I didn't want like superpowers in this movie. Like, I wanted a more grounded.
You wanted what the first beginning of the movie or the shows you, which like I said is really cool. And then
there's some superhero stuff, and then obviously like that scene where she's fallen from wherever is obviously pretty fucking gnarly.
Yeah,
but like I said, I wanted a like no superheroes, no aliens, no, you know what I mean?
Like, I think we're gonna get that.
Yeah,
Because, I mean, even Red Guardian, he doesn't really have superpowers. He's just tougher than normal people.
But you still have the guys in masks and capes and stuff like that. That takes a little bit away from it.
I mean, yeah, but they don't have, like, Taskmaster doesn't have any abilities. He's just a mercenary.
Yeah, but he's still a masked.
Is she still a masked person, too?
No, she's not. She doesn't wear a mask.
In a way, she wears a
She wears white mask. This time. Everyone's all confused. What the fuck? Who's that?
Well, White Widow?
She's, like, the opposite. I don't know. Like, I have no idea. Like, I don't know where.
Well, I thought you were a Black Widow, but you're wearing white, so I guess we'll let you pass. It's like, all right.
You're like, yeah. No, I'm the good we're one.
Looking for Black Widow?
You know, like, when there's an Black evil Widow? Dude that's, like, the same as a nice dude, he just has a curly mustache or a goatee or a soul patch.
Yeah.
But ladies don't have facial hair normally. Man. So I'm going to wear white, letting you know I'm good.
Normally.
Yep, normally. I mean, sometimes. I'm going to wear white because that's good. They're going to wear black, which we all know is a sign of evil.
Yep.
So, boom. Bam.
Makes sense, really.
If you don't think about it.
Yep. Also that.
Yeah, so it's interesting. That trailer was a lot bigger than I expected it to be. That's what I should say. Because I like the Jason Bourne-y type stuff in the beginning when she's fighting with Florence Poe's character. Mm-hmm. It looks very small, and then all of a sudden, like Mike was saying, at the end of it, it's just like an explosion in the sky, and they're skydiving, and she's like jumping off of debris while being shot at by dudes in, you know.
That's when Iron Man comes in, grabs her.
Yeah. Don't say that. Don't let her get rescued by Iron Man. I am getting wondering, though, like, your skydiving would look like she didn't have a parachute.
And then she just superhero lands?
Yeah, like,
She's got one of those accelerator suits. What's it, accelerate? You?
Oh. Did it.
I did do it. He's gross. Brought it back.
I hate everything about you right now.
That's okay.
Except your hair. Hair is pretty gnarly. Dig that.
It is very Nickelback-ish right now.
Wow.
I don't say that. Sam Elliott-ish.
I did that for a reason.
Because you're a dick. Canadian?
Yeah.
Because you're a giant dick?
It'll bring you down a peg, you fuck. Anyhow, yeah, that's the trailers we watched. I want to say I watched another trailer this weekend. I don't know what it was. That was the big one, though. Willem Dafoe has a Disney Plus movie coming out.
That's scary.
Yeah, called Togo. It's based on a true story of some nonsense.
Oh, is that a Disney?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right here.
A Disney Plus movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well. Apparently he filmed it right after he did Lighthouse.
Okay.
And I was like, well, those seem like too drastic.
Has anybody seen Lighthouse yet? Is it out yet?
Not in our area.
Not in our area.
Yeah.
I do want to see it.
Been hitting them festivals, though.
Looks creepy and as fuck.
Yeah.
By just half-ass reading about it on Twitter, like without actually reading about it, just like glancing through tweets, I assume that the whole movie is just them drinking and jerking off on each other.
It probably
and
is.
And trying not to kill seagulls, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know how close that is, but that kind of seems like what the movie's about.
But I don't know if that's completely true, but I don't know if it's completely not true.
Right? Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. But it is one of them crazy like art movies, so people jerking off on other people is probably a thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was really it. Holy shit!
What?
Thomas Jane returning to Stephen King's Sandbox 4 from a Buick 8.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that was getting made, but apparently.
That's a sequel to The Mist?
No.
He's just all sad.
Which is weird, because
he killed his kid.
I forgot that he was in The Mist.
Well, this will be his fourth Stephen King project.
Yeah, I was thinking, because the other one was the one he did for Netflix. The Punisher, really?
Yeah, he did 1922.
1922, yeah.
He did Dreamcatcher.
Which I didn't see, so I didn't know about that
one. And Mortal Kombat.
He wasn't in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but Christopher Lambert was, and that's pretty close.
How is Thomas Jane and Christopher Lambert close?
You know, they're both white dudes.
No.
Racist. Similar haircut for a minute.
Anyhow, so that's interesting.
Thomas Jane's going to remake Highlander. I read that. Nowhere. I made it up just now.
Yeah.
and the fortress.
You know what? You threw that out there, and I'm not mad at that.
Well, first off, are they going to do Fortress and Fortress 2?
Well, yeah, Fortress 2 was by far the better movie.
Well, granted, because it was actually, spoilers, it was in space.
Yeah. It wasn't Fortress 1.
Yeah, Fortress 1 was rough.
Yeah, Fortress 2, I remember kind of digging it a little bit. I was like, it's terrible, but there's some fun stuff in it.
Well, then Guy Pearce technically remade Fortress 2. Yes.
That was like a Fortress 2 Escape from New York.
Which was a much better version.
Mishup.
Yeah. Mishup?
Mishup.
Mishup?
Yeah.
It was a mishup.
Ooh.
Oops, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Not only did I hear your mic rattle, but then the bottle rattled too.
Yeah, it's got one of those little shaker balls in it.
Shaker balls. Shake her balls. What?
I think you're doing it wrong. Yeah.
That's up to me, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's all the news. It looks like they're potentially recasting Superman.
For what?
Future DC movies. So Henry Cavill may not be done with the role, but it looks like Warner and DC Brothers are done with him.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing they probably want to get it going because, you know, that's one of their big temple characters.
Yeah, but how are you going to...
They're a disaster over there.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
You know what they did is they listened too much to the fans.
You know that after the fact, though.
Yeah, like it seems counterproductive to say like that was the issue, but there was so much weird fucking backlash on those movies. Mm-hmm. And then like they're like, okay, we'll change everything. And it's like, no, just fucking stay the course. Just
fucking do stick to your guns.
Make darker fucking comic book movies. Like DC is, at least in the comics that I've read, DC has always been a little bit more, tonally speaking, darker.
Yeah.
A little bit grittier. Like, it's okay to have Superman exist in that world. Like, you can't make him the fucking Boy Scout that he is.
No.
In some of the comic books, like, no one's gonna give a shit about that. But whatever.
The stories I like the most were the darker stories, because I'm not big into the whole Boy Scout Superman stuff. You know, I don't even own a comic book of that type of Superman. You know, I don't care for that type of Superman. But you give me Year One Superman, that was a whole lot better.
Yeah, and that's the thing is their movies started to feel like their comic books.
Yeah.
And comic book fans was like, whoa.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? Because why are you guys fucking complaining?
Those comic book fans are fucking goddamn 1966 Batman fans for some strange fucking reason, even though that was even known as a joke and a parody of. But they're like, that's what we want. I'm like, why? Why the fuck would you want that?
Right.
When
let that exist in like
Tim Burton's Batman's both fucking dark as shit.
Yes.
I mean, in this beginning of Batman Returns, they put a fucking baby
in a
fucking river.
Yeah.
And just lets it go. Like,
thanks a lot, Pee-wee.
Yeah, like and fucking what's her face from Fight Club?
The Queen's sister.
Yeah, and then you get back to goofy bullshit Batmans with the last two with Schumacher's, right? And
which neon went over so well.
Yeah.
Everyone loved those.
Yeah, right? So you get your influx of 66 Batman on those ones, and they were fucking garbage.
Yep.
They're not even, like, fun to watch. Like, the 66 Batman's fun to watch.
They're not fun to watch.
They're not fun to watch. Rewatch them.
I have.
When?
With you guys. A couple years ago.
Yeah, but they were terrible.
Yeah, they're all super terrible. Yeah.
So they're not fun to watch.
But
they're fun to watch with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're not fun to watch
with a group.
Like, I can sit down and watch the first two Batman movies and be happy.
Yes. And be okay. Yeah,
I can sit down and watch
Schumacher's Batman by myself, but I could do it as a group and we could, like, laugh and have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Then you look at Nolan's Batman.
He's got a Batman credit card.
Yeah, which is totally in Batnibble. So
where do they send that bill?
Right?
Huh? The Batcave dummy?
No one's supposed to know.
But the credit card secrets are safe.
Address.
We all know credit cards are safe from any bad stuff.
This is before the Target breach a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Thanks, Target.
Yeah.
What was that kid's name they from Target that were making memes and shit about? Because the whole, like, fucking...
Oh, yeah.
What was that kid's name?
I don't know.
Steve or Paul or whatever. Anyways, then you look at Nolan's... Kyle, whatever, sure. Kyle sounds like a douche name.
Drinks a lot of Monster.
Oh, gross. Punches drywall. You have Nolan's Batman movies, and those were dark as shit.
But super grounded.
But super grounded, right? So then you move into the new DC movies.
Dark as shit. All of them. More of a comic book vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It makes you feel like you're reading a Justice League book or a Batman book or some of the newer Superman books, right? They're mm-hmm. super dark. They're super heavy. Have real fucking stories in them. And those fucking fans are like, what the fuck? This is garbage. I'm like, you are not comic book fans. You're comic book movie fans. So you shouldn't be able to fucking complain.
Yeah.
Because you think you know what you want, but you don't know what you want because they gave you what they thought you wanted because you're like, we want realism. We want dark. They gave you that, and they're like, shit.
They give you a fucking yoked up Batman stabbing motherfuckers. It's the greatest thing ever, dude.
It really is.
You know how many times
Not just stabbing motherfuckers. Getting stabbed by said motherfucker.
Taking out that knife.
And stabbing the guy.
Or like the fucking... The grapple gun into a box and then, like, gun pulling the box and knocking a couple, like, dude, there's so much dope shit. And, like, you can nitpick the story, like, some of the aspects of the story didn't make sense, but, like, again, I've said it before, but, like, everyone watches Marvel movies with these rose colored glasses and they refuse to say negative things about them. Like, I remember someone I follow on Twitter is a former wrestler guy, so he has a big audience, and he tweeted out that he hated Captain Marvel. Like, he's like, I thought it was easily the worst movie Marvel made, and not just that, I just didn't enjoy it at all. And I can understand why, and people fucking lambasted him for months. Mm-hmm. We're talking shit to him about that. Like, you can't say a negative thing about Marvel movies, but if you say you liked a DC movie, people are like, oh, why?
Yeah.
It's like, because it's fucking different, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's still good. Like, yeah, oh, story sucked. It's a fucking comic book movie, dude. Like, if you're going in expecting Shakespearean fucking lines and shit with Batman, like, no. Just let Batman punch motherfuckers in the face really hard. Like, that's good, too. Like, we're allowed, like, we could do both things. Stupid. But it doesn't matter, because... It's Warner Brothers is just gonna turn over all of DC every like 5 to 6 years now anyway. So.
They're doing it with Planet of the Apes apparently too.
Oh God, right?
Another one rebooting it?
We don't know yet.
They can do another one.
Yeah, they're doing.
They could do a remake of the first one now, and that.
Well, yeah, technically.
You know what I mean? Like, they're at that point where they can just do the first one,
do an actual Planet of the Apes movie.
Instead of doing what the original Planet of the Apes did, which was tell the Planet of the Apes story and then go back and tell the origin story.
Yeah.
Now they've told the origin story. Now they can go back and tell.
Now you can have that spaceship that they talked about in the first one, real low key in the background.
Yeah.
Land, and people are like, what the fuck? All these monkeys here. And Woody Harrelson's like,
these monkeys here. Woody Harrelson's like, what's up?
You fucked me up in the last one, guys.
Coming real good. Coming real good. So much, I'm a ginger now in prison. I might be infected with a symbiote alien. Wait, I might have those ones confused.
Wrong
oh,
movie.
Fighting zombies, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Right? Okay, cool. I might be confused on that one, too.
Planet nah, of you're fine. Zombie apes.
A, terrifying.
A or B, I'm fucking in. Venom fighting zombie
No, apes?
Carnage.
Yeah, Venom and Carnage fighting zombie apes.
I'll
watch that shit.
Yeah, you would.
I'll go opening night.
So is Jesse Eisenberg gonna be Venom?
Why are you trying to that 70s Venom then again?
First off,
it's not.
That's exactly what I was doing, but it's probably better.
Oh yeah. Anyway,
boom.
We done, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Guess what today's episode was, by the way. Episode 300.
I was gonna say that.
Oh shit!
Bam.
Last week was 300.
Nah, last week 299.
Fuck me.
No, thank you.
All right. We were supposed to watch along with 300 today. That was my one half baked idea for episode 300, and then I don't think you ever had
half baked ideas. I think you have full baked ideas.
Why would you say that, Cody?
Because every night we get a Stone
Not
Simpson.
Not every night.
Last couple nights.
I've been on a roll. But but it's not every night.
Feels like every night.
Yeah, well.
I do think it's funny. That's the way you just let us know that you're...
Watching Simpsons.
You're relaxing.
Yeah.
Chilling. Watching Simpsons.
The couch gags are getting really good, by the way.
What season are you into?
I'm like in the middle of two now.
Okay.
Yeah. It was pretty fun.
That's good. How many episodes do you usually watch at a time?
2 to 4.
Okay. Depending on if you'll be up in the morning.
Yeah. After 4, you're just starting like, okay.
Yeah.
Something else. But like 2 goes by real quick. You know, less than an hour. You're done. It's kind of like when we're done with everything and like dogs are taken care of and we know we're going to bed soon. Just watch a couple of episodes of The Simpsons.
That's cool.
It's been fun.
To relax. That's what I should do.
I can help you with that.
I love The Simpsons.
Oh, you mean The Simpsons.
I was going to say, I don't think he's thinking what you're thinking.
All right, let's go get some lunch or comics and then lunch.
I was thinking of lunch first because I'm really hungry.
Okay. Right.
But speaking of hungry, comes naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. That's it for this week's episode, everybody. Welcome to 300, bitches.
Yeah.
Where things probably won't change much.
Oh, they're going to change. We're going to start playing D&D and doing fucking...
Doubt it.
We'll other see what things.
Happens. Other, no, other
we'll,
stuff.
We'll do it. We just got to...
We're going to play HeroClix.
That I doubt.
HeroClix would be interesting because, you know, not great for audio so much as...
We'll commentate over it.
So I move Asuka up to the corner. Like... She's got a chair. Which, by the way, did you watch the before we wrapped the whole up up down down one, right? When they had like they were playing HeroClix.
Yeah.
There's a couple times where like someone had a ladder or something, and the little card for it was like stuck in it. It looked like it was in their butt.
Yeah.
Because the holder is in the base of the figure.
Uh huh. But it's like behind him.
It's behind him, so it's at an angle. And at one point, I can't remember who it was. I think it was like John Cena or someone had it, and it just looked like it was like crammed in his asshole.
Wedged in his butt cheeks.
And I was like, well, I mean.
Cena butt chugged that beer.
Yeah, maybe, so he's got strong
Cena's
butts.
Just in that movie.
The Blockers movie.
Oh, Cockblocker?
Blockers.
Blockers.
Was the.
Is
the
end window literally okay?
Yeah. No, because they put a chicken in front of it.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's called Blockers.
Name of the movie was Blockers because they can't put cock in the title.
If you went to a video store, it would be under B for Blocker. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
okay. Not chicken Blockers.
If you could find a video store,
well,
if you don't
go
the movie
up to the box office and be like 2 for cock blockers, please.
Not this day and age, people be offended. You said the word blockers after cock. Anyhow,
we're hungry. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, kids. You fuckers just came naturally. How's that?
Wu-Tang.